Welcome to the Evolution Every Day podcast, episode 6. Today I'm going to be doing things a little bit differently. Previous episodes I've been working off of a script that I wrote earlier, and today I am not. I'm just going to be a little more free-flowing, freestyle, whatever comes up and comes out, that will be the episode. It feels like a much easier way to communicate. I don't have to prepare as much beforehand, and it flows a lot more smoothly. So today, I want to get into the topic of my fitness history. What has brought me to the point I am now, what I've gone through, and it's going to kind of set the stage for you to understand where I am now, because these next few weeks, I want to start going a little bit more in depth with other topics in fitness, diet, supplementation, how to perform at a high level in any certain aspect of exercise or fitness. So there's different things I'll be getting into soon, but today I just want to give you a rundown of where I came from all the way to where I am now. So when I was younger, 8 years old was the first time I ever actually got into a sport. I tried a little bit of pickup basketball before, like played a little football at school, but that's when I really started was baseball. I played baseball for 10 years. I haven't even been lifting for 10 years now. So that's something that I dedicated a huge portion of my life to. I mean, it was only during summer, spring, but all the way from 8 until 18, I was playing baseball. So I went all through school, elementary, junior high, high school, playing. And during that time, I went into a few other realms as well. I got into wrestling in junior high. I got into track. Wrestling actually gave me the worst injury I've ever had in my life. And that's kind of the start of things. I mean, throughout my lifting career and doing all of these different things, I've hurt myself a lot of different ways. But I think wrestling was the worst. I was in a match against a kid from Evergreen Junior High. And 10 seconds into the match, he basically took me down, fell backwards, both of our weights landed on my head on the mat, and I dislocated two of my vertebrae in my cervical spine. So right where basically my head attaches to my body, in my neck, I popped two of my vertebrae out, and I was essentially immobilized as far as my neck movement. I couldn't turn left or right. I couldn't rotate my head at all. So I had some pretty intensive chiropractic therapy and care to get back to, you know, a functioning human. But that's probably the worst injury I've ever had through anything that I've done so far. I wrestled through junior high and high school, and I also ran track. I ran the 100 meter, the 200 meter, and I also participated in the long jump. So I'm 100% fast twitch. I have always been explosive and quick and powerful, and I seem to have always struggled with endurance. So naturally, when it comes to track, I gravitated towards the shorter distance, the faster races. That was much more up my alley. After high school, I didn't really do too much physically for about a year. I was working part-time. I was gaming all the time. I used to play Halo 3 specifically, daily, all the time. Sometimes Call of Duty. I played a lot of Rock Band, wasted a lot of time, I mean, not doing much physically. So about a year afterwards, I started going to the gym with my friend Mike. We joined up at a 24-hour fitness gym that was like a 5-minute jog from my house. And that's usually how I would go warm up. I would just run to the gym real quick, work out, run back. Because it was so close, I figured I was just ready to go the second I walked in the door. Turned out pretty great, actually. I started at 24-hour fitness, and I was there for a few years, just kind of getting my feet wet, like understanding what the gym was about, seeing some pretty good results for myself. I started at about 130 pounds, so 130, 5'9", really hadn't been doing any type of exercise for over a year at that point, and obviously I have a small frame. I'm not a huge person. 130 pounds for an adult male is not that big. So after a couple of years, I'd made it up to about 160. So I got the majority of the results I even have now within those first couple of years. And I see that consistently with new people that I work with. They start up in the gym and they will explode if they do it the right way, if they're lifting right, eating right. And I went through that same process myself. I had those newbie gains and it was the best. And 24-hour fitness is, it was actually a crossroads I came to after I'd been going for, you know, a year, year and a half. I got approached by someone who worked out there and he offered to sponsor me. And by sponsor me, I mean that he was offering to supply me with steroids for free. Apparently, there had been other members asking him what I was taking because I was going all the time. I was seeing really good results. I was getting, I mean, I was really lean, I was conditioned, and I got the results that people want. So they assume that I was using. So they ask him because he's the local distributor and he had nothing to tell them because I wasn't using anything. So he wanted me to, so he could actually get business from it. Since I was there every day, people saw me every day. If I could be working with him, he could just say, I'm taking his product, I'm taking his testosterone, I'm using his growth hormone, whatever it is, then he can start selling more. I mean, it makes sense. So that's the first time I was ever introduced to performance enhancing drugs. And I'll be doing another episode entirely on my thoughts on that topic. I didn't go through with it. I was still really new to lifting and it was really tempting because I knew it would take me to the next level. It wouldn't be any cost to me and it made sense. I was loving the results I was getting, getting bigger and stronger and feeling better about myself. And what if I could take that to the next level? Start doing, you know, competitions. At that point, I hadn't done any yet. I decided not to, and I'm really glad that that's the decision I made. It would have sent me down a much different path, I'm sure of it. I'm certain things would be much different today. After their 24-hour fitness, I started working out at Gold's Gym for a couple of years. I switched gyms, I was going to Gold for a while, and I started studying for my personal training certification. I got certified through the National Academy of Sports Medicine, or NASM. And after I finished that, I passed the test, I went and applied at Gold's Gym. So I got an interview the next week, and I got hired. It's pretty easy. First place I looked at, I had a certification, I was ready to go, and they signed me up. So I was working full-time at a call center, and I continued to do so for about 6 months while I was building up my clientele, getting to the point where I could actually sustain myself with personal training. So I was doing, you know, double shifts. I'd work all night, sleep a little in the afternoon or the morning, and go to the gym, work that afternoon, evening, and then go back to work. And I would just grind, just day in, day out, just working both ends until I got to that point where I had enough clients. I was making enough money and I cut ties with my old job after having been there a little bit over 2 years. And then I was training full time. So at Gold's Gym, where I started out, I got introduced to physique competitions. My manager at the time was a competitor himself. He was a coach and he asked me if I'd ever considered competing. And it had crossed my mind, but I never seriously considered it. I didn't think I was ready. I didn't think I was good enough. I had some mental blocks that really weren't allowing me to pursue this, even though it is something that I wanted to try. So he took me under his wing. He showed me how to diet. He wrote me a program. He showed me how to pose. He did everything that I needed to get me going. His name is Jonah Bolton. Shout out, Jonah. Thank you for actually seeing the potential I had and helping me work through this because, I mean, I've done 11 shows now, 4 years later. So that's where it all started. I appreciate that he helped me out with everything. So that was at Gold's Gym, did my first physique competition, and after a year of Gold's Gym, they actually rebranded out in Utah as Vasa Fitness. So I continued working there for 2 more years. I did several more shows. I competed in the Idaho Cup, in the Utah, I mean, the Classic. They have several different shows out there. I ended up also doing my first natural physique competition. My first show in the NGA, the National Gym Association, was really eye-opening to me because I'd competed in the NPC before, which is completely untested. Anybody can use anything, everything, whatever they want. They don't care. They care what you look like on stage. What's the final product? Whatever you did to get here is the least of their concern. So I went into the NGA, and it was a completely different feel. It was a different playing field. People didn't have that crazy size or that insane conditioning or the combination of both. And I ended up winning my class, which is the shorter class, and I went for the overall versus the winner of the taller class, and I won. So my first natural show, I actually became an NGA pro, a natural pro physique competitor. Since then, I've done three more natural shows anyway. So for those, I'll get polygraph tested, like a lie detector, or the last one I did, they did a urine test. So it kind of depends on what show, how they want to test you, but one way or another, they're making sure nobody is using performance-enhancing drugs. This is what happened. So I'm working at Vasa Fitness. I have been competing for a little while now, I've been training for a little while now, and I start feeling like I can actually coach other people for physique competitions. So I started. I was doing online coaching for, it was probably 8 months or so before I actually got myself in trouble. My gym didn't like that I did online coaching, so they gave me the choice, either stop my coaching or don't stop, but I can't work for them anymore. So I left. It wasn't for me. I didn't want to be restrained by them, and that's not the vision I have for my life and what I want to do. So I left. I moved over to another gym in Salt Lake. That's amazing. It's called Big Mountain Barbell. And if you have not been through Big Mountain Barbell and you are in the Salt Lake Valley, around, anywhere, it's definitely worth a swing through. Amazing equipment, but aside from that, it's the environment and the feel and the people and the culture and the support and love and care and hard work and everything that happens in that gym. It is an environment that I haven't seen before, nor have I seen since. Shout out to Lindsay and Zach Eldridge for running an amazing facility. All the trainers there were, like, everyone's just amazing there. So I was working there for about 6 months, and I ended up doing my first powerlifting meet. So that's when I shifted gears a bit from physique shows, and I wanted to see what I could actually do and how I could perform. So powerlifting meets are broken down into three primary lifts. You have the squat, the barbell back squat, the bench press, and the deadlift, in that order. So I ended the meet with a 1,201 pound total. I had it's about a 408 pound squat, a 496 pound deadlift, and a 297 pound bench. So I don't know if those actually all add up to 1201. I could be off a pound or two in any of those. It's essentially 500 deadlift, 400 squat, and 300 bench, roughly. So that's my first time powerlifting, and I had a blast. It was super fun actually getting into something that is performance-based. It's not, objective by someone, or subjective, excuse me, someone looking at you and, you know, whatever they decide looks better for whatever reason. There's no bias in the pounds that you lift. There's no judgment. It's like, it doesn't matter. Did you lift it or did you not lift it? Did you follow the rules? Did you squat deep enough? Did you pause the bar on your chest during the bench press? Did you completely lock out your hips on the deadlift up top? If you meet these criteria and you lifted the weight, you lifted the weight. There's no two ways about it. So I like that. It's kind of a different feel, but I had a lot of fun. That was my first meet, and that was last year. So after being a Big Mountain Barbell for a while, and during that period, I met a girl who lives in Seattle. Her name is Sarah. She moved to Spokane. We kept in touch while I was in Salt Lake. We started a long distance relationship, and she actually, her and I decided that I would move up here to Spokane, where I am now. So I left Big Mountain Barbell. I packed everything in my car and I drove up to Washington, where I have been since November. I now work at Move Fitness. It is a smaller chain. There's about six of the gyms right now, and they're expanding throughout the Pacific Northwest. I really like what they have going on there as far as their training program. Like, every single member gets a session every month with a trainer. We get to go over their measurements. If there's any questions they have, they want to pick our brain, we can help them with that. Anything diet-wise, training-wise, recovery-wise. Basically, they just get that included in their membership so we can track their progress with their weight and the measurements, the body fat, everything like that, monthly. So it's kind of created a cool environment there as far as the big box gyms go. I really like what they're doing. So I'm happy to be a part of the crew. As of now, I just see things going up here at Move Fitness. I like it a lot. While I've been in Spokane, I've done three more physique shows. I did the Empire Classic here in Spokane. I ended up taking first in my class, which was amazing and somewhat unexpected because I had never taken first at an untested show. And I went in, I just did my prep the best I could, kept my head down, grinded it out, and I turned out taking tops here in Spokane. So a couple of weeks later, I took that momentum over to Seattle, competed in the Emerald Cup. I ended up taking second, which I'm still stoked about. I'm still super happy it turned out like that. It's one of the biggest shows they have in the Pacific Northwest, or possibly even the country. One of the biggest amateur shows they have every year. It's been going for over 30 years. They had some awesome guest posers. Mike O'Hearn and Robbie Robinson, the Black Prince, he came through. It was a really cool event. I ended up taking second, which I was stoked about. And then I did one more show out in Seattle, which is another NGA show. So I'm competing as a pro physique competitor now. And I ended up taking first there as well. So it's summertime now. I'm taking a break. I'm eating everything. I'm hanging out. I'm just enjoying my life. I don't have any specific future plans as far as competing goes, powerlifting or bodybuilding or anything like that. I'm just focusing on work for now, doing things like this podcast, being productive in other ways. And I will get back to it. I'll get back to the platform. I'll do another powerlifting meet. I'll get back on stage. I will do another physique show. I'll make it to the national stage at some point. I'll be continuing with my evolution in these regards. It's just a matter of priorities for the moment being. So, as far as what I've gotten from my whole journey, you know, starting with a little bit of sports when I was younger, getting into the gym after I was even out of high school, learning for years just kind of on my own through trial and error, the hands-on, and then becoming a personal trainer, having worked in several different gyms, different types of environments, starting online coaching for other people to help them get to shows. This is really what I want to do. I mean, I like teaching people. I like teaching them what I've learned, and if I can help expedite the process of their growth through my ability to... Oh, I'm getting a call right now. Hold up. And I'm back. Sorry about that, but life happens, and that's okay. So where did I leave off? Basically, wrapping things up here, I plan to continue making podcasts, continue putting out as much content as possible, putting out as much information, providing as much value as I can to as many of you as I can. So this is, you know, one more step along the journey, just like I started lifting almost 10 years ago now. I'm just starting this a month ago. This is still a baby. This is still in its infancy. And I want to continue making things like this. I want to have guests on the podcast, actually have more conversations. I still do want, and I will write some things that I'll, you know, put out like that, but I want to make it much more conversational style, like this. Feels a lot better, feels more smooth, more natural. I don't have to worry about reading a script. I can just speak. And that's the whole point of a podcast. If I was just writing and reading it, it's like I wrote you something. I'm not talking to you guys. I'm reciting something I wrote. It's different. So I had that realization. I'm mixing things up a bit. This is episode 6. So from here on out, let's keep things rocking. I'm feeling good about where we're headed. I want to dive into a little bit more like fitness topics these next few weeks. So now you have an idea of my background, history, experience, and where I'm at with everything. So if there's anything you want to know, any questions for me, anything you want my opinion on, like if you're in a conversation or in a situation that you're having a difficult time with, you got something going on, you want my perspective, you want to pick my brain about it, I would be happy to answer. So shoot any of your questions, comments, concerns, whatever. Send it my way. Robert@evolutioneveryday.com is my email address. And I'll be fielding all questions. If there's a topic you want me to cover, I can get it handled in the podcast too. So thank you for your time. Thank you for listening. I appreciate your attention and time. And I'll talk to you next week. In the meantime, let's keep evolving.